Good morning. Clouds thickened up overnight across interior New York and New England, and two disturbances are heading in our direction. The first one is a low pressure wave off the mid-Atlantic coast, and a stream of rain is heading into the Catskills and Mohawk Valley this morning, as well as scattered showers across southern New England. This low pressure wave will gradually work its way up the coast, and most of us by mid to late morning will see rain break out. Some of the rain could be steady, even heavy at times, through the middle part of the day. Then, as this wave tracks to the north and east, most of the steadiest rain will wind down by late afternoon, though we will still have the chance of scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon and into the evening hours. Due to the clouds and showers, temperatures will struggle today and mainly stay in the upper 50s and lower 60s, although with the drier weather late this afternoon, some places may touch the middle 60s by the end of the afternoon. At the same time, the second disturbance, a trough of low pressure, will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region. This will keep the unsettled weather going into the evening hours. So skies will remain cloudy tonight with the chance of scattered showers from time to time as lows drop back into the lower 50s. With that disturbance overhead on Friday, it'll be a breezy and cool day for June. Under partly sunny skies, temperatures will reach the middle and upper 60s with a few scattered showers passing through from time to time, especially across the higher terrain. This whole system will pivot out of our region late Friday and Friday night, leaving us mostly dry for the day on Saturday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be milder, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. The active weather pattern will continue, however, into the second half of the weekend as another disturbance approaches from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, bringing us mostly cloudy skies and the chance of showers on Father's Day, with highs in the mid-70s. That front will stall overhead on Monday, with another wave of low pressure riding along it. We'll continue the chance of scattered showers and storms, with highs in the upper 70s before we dry it out on Tuesday and Wednesday. Still a fair amount of clouds mixed with some sun in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level ridge that's been responsible for record-breaking heat in the Pacific Northwest will begin to erode before a cold front ushers in more moderate temperatures late today and tomorrow. Highs and lows will still be up to about 20 degrees above normal for some places. The Storm Prediction Center issued a critical area for isolated dry thunderstorms over parts of Oregon ahead of the cold front. The SPC has also issued a critical chance of fire weather for southern Arizona today. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough and associated low-pressure system will bring 1 to 2 inches of rain to parts of the Great Lakes through tomorrow morning. As this storm lifts into southeastern Canada, the southernmost tip of its associated cold front will bring 1 to 2 inches of rain and possible thunderstorms to South Florida. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a southeast wind at 47 gusting to 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 48, 67% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers and thunderstorms near 70, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 64, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.74 inches for the month, and 18.46 inches for the year, which is 2.12 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1892, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers moving in today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with showers moving in today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, brisk, and cool for June, with scattered passing showers in the middle and upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s on Saturday. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday and Monday, mid to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Tuesday and Wednesday, both days in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.